Space, the final frontier. Whether through Star Trek or Star Wars, or any other swirling star plucked from the vast surrounding galaxy, science fiction has grown from a strange and distant curiosity to an omnipresent reassurance that the best is yet to come. Where once it was a product for the wealthy, carefully picking through the dusty pages of an old bookshop, it has since evolved into an inspiration for millions, accessible across every medium, and uniting its fans in praise and criticism alike. Leonard Nimoy was no small part of that evolution, not only as an actor, but as a multifaceted artist and a figurehead for the movement of science fiction into a substantial part of modern popular culture. His role does not end so much as continue to echo further into the annals of time. As Mr. Spock once instructed us, we will not grieve. It is, after all, illogical. Instead, we will simply say, our minds to your life, and our hearts to your memory.
I have been, and always shall be, your friend.
I sent Mike into like the quiet self introspective zone.
I'm thinking of Spock.
You're thinking of Spock.
Hey,
we're all thinking of Spock today. We're all thinking of Leonard Nimoy today. I was saying earlier that I got genuinely a little choked up.
A little misty eyed.
He was a good man. You know, I liked a lot of his other stuff. I remember in college in an art class, we watched his one man show. About Theo van Gogh, the brother of Vincent van Gogh, recounting Vincent's story.
Really?
And yeah, it's just him. Just him.
On YouTube? Can I YouTube this?
I have no idea. YouTube wasn't a thing. If YouTube was a thing at that time, you weren't watching two-hour-long things on it. Believe you me. But he was exceptional. He was exceptional. And I try to say, like, I watched an art film with him. But no, I also just loves the Star Trek. So, you know... It's we don't need to dwell on that because, of course, we're here to party.
We are.
Party! Yeah. I've already started.
That's it. Sounds like it.
Pants off yet, what? Garrett?
Never came on.
I never had pants on.
Never had them on.
Nope.
Yeah, it's Friday.
He went to work and just ran from
pantless
desk to desk.
Friday.
That's right.
Had a nice Hawaiian chat shirts. With HR today. That was fun.
Hawaiian shirts finally, and no pants.
They finally made you watch the video, did they?
They told me it was casual Friday, and that's how I casual. I don't know.
Yeah. He walked into the office, and they actually pulled out an old dusty box full of VHS cassettes, and Garrett got really excited, but then was sorely disappointed when the material actually came on screen.
Not quite
what I expected from a dusty old box of VHS tapes.
Aww.
Aww. I guess I'll put pants on. Oh, dang ladies it. And gentlemen. Hey, boys.
Hey.
You ready to get this show underway?
Yeah.
Get this show underwear.
Well, we don't want
to
do that.
Well,
Garrett's been showing his underwear all day.
I don't do underwear.
Oh, heavens. This is just taking a much darker turn now that extra part of the story has been added to it.
That's so how there. I roll.
So,
yeah. All right.
How's the week?
We didn't introduce anybody yet. You want to introduce some folks?
No,
no.
I don't take cues from you. I asked you how your dang week was, and you're gonna dang answer.
I thought you were getting ready to play some music there, and I was gonna be like, "Whoa, wait a minute."
Does that look like a music playing app to you? I'm buried in my settings and trying to bat it over to someone, but apparently your skull's too friggin' thick to take the cue. Hey, Howie, how was your week?
It was. Fantastic.
I love to hear more about it.
Yeah. So
so tell stuff. Us about number crunching and computer stuff.
Number crunch? I don't do number crunching.
Number crunch? Okay.
That's my job.
Data crunching?
I don't do know. Number
I,
crunching.
Also my job. I crunch data. Yeah. together. I smush it together and rip it apart and smush it back
that
together.
That sounds delicious.
And send it out to people.
Yeah.
Put some mustard on that.
So how did that go this week?
It went.
Another week, another paycheck.
I got a new laptop.
Next.
New laptop. Ooh, what kind of laptop
did you get? Actually, I got it a long time ago.
Okay, but they, why not need this to hear week? This story. Really,
it took them forever to get the docking station.
Oh,
so well. Let me just tell you, we
even IT companies have IT issues.
Yeah, we started this laptop ordering process over a year ago.
Wow!
Wait.
I got mine in 2 weeks because I got one last week.
What kind of laptop takes this long?
Although that does sound like IT.
What is your brand name?
It's called. It's a Lenovo ThinkPad.
I would say it's a Gateway, and it's actually this thick. It's as thick as my hand.
Got cow print on the side.
I've had one of those.
It wasn't one of the pre-approved models because we had some custom configuration, like upgraded memory.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like you.
It's got an external sound card. So they can add sound.
External sound card.
Yeah, so it took forever to decide. Card. Yeah, it took forever. Took forever for everybody to decide on what the laptop should be, and then it took them forever to actually, you know, order it, and they have to pre-approve it, and then
because it's not part of the standard.
So we order one laptop that has to get sent to New Jersey that they have to pre-approve and make sure everything works fine, even though it's exactly the same as
welcome
all the other
ones.
Welcome
to the financial industry.
Yeah, so
had to have a laptop, right? You couldn't just build your own.
Well, we wanted the mobility of it, and it had to be somewhat beefy. So that's the reason why there's nothing like that. Yeah.
I got an incredibly anemic laptop, but it literally took 2 weeks from like put in the order and IT calling me up going, hey, what time you want us to bring us by your desk? Now we send the picture today. So, check out my work setup. And I'm like, yeah, here's mine. All 4 gigs of memory. Read them and weep.
Yeah. So yeah, I got a 16 gig i7, two hard drives. One of them is an SSD.
Yeah.
So it's nice. But I'm finally get to use it.
I'm pretty sure my CPU is like Kroger brand or something like that.
Kroger brand CPU.
I think so.
Let's go Krogering.
Or it's like great value CPU.
It's a better way to shop.
Speaking of great values, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Fly Casual, episode number 28.
28?
Yes, episode number 28 of your favorite Star Wars podcast,
Howie. Of course. It's my favorite.
Absolutely. And yeah, I am your host, Mr. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're here. I am your host, Mr. Corey T. Wilson.
Corey T.
With me. Yes. That was just a greeting.
Yeah.
With me over here on my left. Sorry. Look at how much is left in this cup and just make your own assumptions. With me on my left is Mr. Michael J. In a lovely sweater over a nice salmon button up.
Well, Michael J.
It is February, lavender? Right?
Is that
February
a lavender?
In Indiana. February, right?
Are you pronouncing that correctly?
Oh, geez. Okay. We're going to analyze Mike's stuff. He didn't even say February right? All right.
February. Just say it like a lazy British teenager, like February. February 17th. I don't know. I'm basing that off one scene in Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Great movie.
Hot Fuzz. I love that movie so much.
Hot Fuzz, yeah. Good
movie. You've seen the Hot Fuzz?
I have seen Hot Fuzz.
Good. Did you see the Hot Fuzz with me?
Yeah, because of the guy I can never remember his name.
Okay.
James Bond is in Hot Fuzz.
Timothy Dalton.
Oh, Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
My favorite.
I'm a slasher.
Arrest me.
A slasher of prices. And across the pond and down. There goes Mike. Across the pond and down a few, Mr. Garrick, not Jay Hardy. How you doing, Garrick?
I'm doing good. How are you, Corey T?
Have you washed all of the consonants out of your liver? I'm doing good.
Maybe.
Good.
Yeah. I was trying to be the British 17-year-old. No.
Look,
Mike is a bad influence on me.
Mike can't pronunciate things or enunciate correctly. I can't even talk now. We're all screwed. How is this podcast?
Oh, right.
No. I think equipment problems tonight has contributed to early
inebriation.
Partaking of adult beverage that has contributed to our current state of affairs.
I'm right at the point where I've drank just enough to know that I want to drink more.
There you go.
And over here, that's Master Control,
that's a good place.
A whole new set of Master Controls. Mr. Steve Stephen J. Howie.
Yeah, and I want to apologize in advance for any audio issues that may ensue.
Any unforeseen audio issues that we may or may not have. I do know this, that Howie can probably press his space bar as much as he wants. Now,
I don't know that for
and not risk killing the recording.
I don't know
there's
that
only
for
one
sure.
way to find out,
and there's no loop button, so I know that won't be a problem.
So, anyhow, we're all gathered here today to bring you the latest and greatest on the wonderful world of Star Wars, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not waste any more time, let's jump straight into the news.
Well, you guys.
Wait, for wait for it.
Wait, what? Huh?
And hit it.
Oh. We've got cues now. Oh, I better keep my mouth shut.
I've noticed that sometimes I can't really make out what everybody's saying over the music.
Oh.
But that might just be my inability to process multiple things at once.
Yeah, I think that's just you.
Well, probably.
So, yeah, just never mind Corey.
Sounds like something Corey would do.
All the listeners will know that they can join me in enjoying being able to understand.
Well, boys, can you believe that Star Wars Rebels is coming to an end?
Rebels.
Already? Rebels. It's over?
Yeah, man.
Everybody died.
We're going to be, in our next cast, we're going to be reviewing the latest episode, but we've only got one more left as we record.
In season one.
In season one, yeah.
Season two being picked up a while ago.
Season two has been picked up, so we have something to look forward to. But
right.
I don't think we're going to see that until, what, September?
Probably not. Well, you know, we were all really surprised that we came back from the hiatus so quickly when we didn't even know if we were going to get more episodes in season one until, like, I don't know, was it the end of November?
Yeah.
Or something like
November, December before we found out.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, thank goodness. And then suddenly they were coming back out. We're like, oh, great. Well, we can't expect that to last forever. I mean, what are we coming up on, 15? Is 15?
14. I think
14.
We've done 13, and I think 13 will be total. Be 13 total.
13 in a movie,
including the well. That doesn't include the movie.
That doesn't include the movie, and that's what makes sense because the movie was not a movie. It was developed as an
episode. Yeah, let's be honest. It was a double episode.
It was a double episode. So that brings the grand total up to 15.
Right.
There are your 15 episode season. I'm still hoping next season they bump it up to 21.
I would like
because most of your 30 minute shows still top out at 21.
Yeah.
Or 24.
I'm hoping. I would, you know, geez, especially after I paid $35 for the season.
Yeah. You son of a guns.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if I'm going to fork out that kind of cash, I'd like to, you know.
Yeah, have a little more meat.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, hard to believe that that is coming to an end, but as the finale gets ready to air here next, geez, what is it? Is it going to air Monday? Is that when it's going?
Yep.
So yeah.
It's Monday.
And not being released early online so that you buttholes watch it alongside of me.
Yeah, watch it.
So, yeah, for those who had, what, Disney XD the through some app. Kind of cable provider.
Yeah, your cable provider is actually big enough to be noticed by the content creators.
You were able to get these episodes a week in advance.
Not to watch the same day as the rest of the peasants.
Right, that's right.
Right.
Man,
you have to come. You have to come stand outside the gates with the rest of us.
So one noticeable thing that came out this week, though, we've seen some screen caps of a particular character that's going to be making his appearance in the finale.
Is it Salacious Crumb?
It is.
Oh,
how did you know?
Yeah,
how
did you know? I love Salacious Crumb.
Finally, we've all been waiting for this moment. So. Yeah. No. Darth Vader is going to be making his appearance in the finale. So.
I guess that's okay.
There was some kind of speculation as to we've known that James Earl Jones came in and did his has already done all his lines for the episodes that he was going to be a part of. So, but it wasn't completely fleshed out that he was going to be in season one. So there was some speculation that maybe he'd make some appearances in season two, but looks like for some of the screen caps that we've seen on the internet this week that indeed he is going to be in the finale of Rebels.
I believe he's also in the teaser trailer for the season finale as well.
I saw something. I don't remember seeing Vader in that. Maybe I saw a different one.
There's a few different ones.
Vader's the tall guy with the black helmet that wheezes. You know that, right?
That's him?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Wait.
No, that's him.
I thought he was a little quaking monkey lizard.
No, that's Salacious Crumb. I get those guys confused all the time, Mike.
Say that again, Mike.
How did you pronounce that name?
Oh, God. Kowakian.
There we go. There you go.
Oh, jeez. Get over yourselves.
The funny thing is, I don't know if Garrick and I just naturally imagine the pronunciation of all these wacky words the same way.
I know. You guys went to college together, or so you guys talked about it for all these years.
We lived together for enough years that we became homogenous, you know.
You guys lived together?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, for 3 years of
back
college.
In my wild years.
Oh, yeah. The experimenting.
You know what I'm saying?
Experimental period of your college years.
Yeah, yeah, experimental period. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Giggity. So, anyhow.
So, anybody excited? I'm excited about seeing Vader in this episode, man.
Yeah. Again?
What do you think?
This could be the Woodford Reserve talking, but... And
how much are we going to see of him? Is it going to be a little clip like we saw
I definitely wouldn't hope for more, and be pleasantly surprised if you do get more. But for me, seeing Darth Vader is not that much of a thrill because I know Vader, he's one of the best villains ever, right?
He is the best villain ever.
Excuse me. Hans Gruber, what? No. I'm just kind of like, well, yeah, Vader. I mean, I've seen him in so many different media, you know, I've seen him in video games. I've seen him in everything. So it's kind of like, well, yeah, Vader's coming. He's got his own brand new comic.
He's got
a
comic where he looks badass.
Well, he always looks that way, though. His design was done.
He never
well.
Changes his clothes.
The only time he doesn't look that way is when someone's trying to make him look like a crazy samurai ninja, like dude with the giant, the giant billowing cape. And he looks like he just did like some super karate move, you know, or like even worse, like, you know, he jumps down off of something that's high up and he does the every movie thing where he lands in a tripod position with his arm up and the saber back. I haven't seen it yet, but now that he's got a comic, I'm giving it two issues.
It'll have.
That sounds pretty cool. I want to see that.
That's the kind of crap when people portray Vader as being nimble, I'm like, no, he doesn't have to be nimble. He's so powerful. Exactly. He's an immovable object. You know what I mean?
Whatever. I mean, I'm not going to talk about the last episode because we're going to wait till our next episode to talk about it. But I think it's going to be like a setup for season two with Vader. He'll probably come in at the end, I would imagine.
So you think we're going to see him? You think we're going to see him in season two? We're going to see more of Vader.
Oh yeah, because some of the stuff they say in this most recent episode, what was it, 12? That it seems like they've got a lot of attention on them from real high up in the Empire. So
they've got Tarkin chasing them already.
Yeah, they already got Tarkin. So if they manage to outsmart him, I guess
you're already in the top three of the Empire right there.
That's right. Yep.
You know, but by the same token, I mean, if James Earl Jones has already recorded all of his lines, they can't have him too much. You know,
maybe they can reuse lines from the movies.
Do they just bring him back for another recording session? Yeah.
What Howie said, he only has so many buttons on the front of his uniform. True.
That's true. Yeah, he's got a good point.
No, I think that's that's a Techno Union guy, man, from Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, that's right. Thinking the wrong guy, my bad.
Oh, the dude who had to like adjust the dial, the knob.
Yes, he was talking.
He was like, oh, my modulations. So he starts tweaking his own nipple, trying to get his voice right. You're laughing
too,
like
actually.
You never thought of that. Did it honestly not come across you like that dude's tweaking his nipple?
I thought he was tweaking his belly button, not his nip, but
I don't remember where it was located. Exactly. So. Okay, what else is going on in news there, Michael J?
Well, I guess J.J. Abrams has come out in the last week and was hinting he did, finally. Can you guys believe that?
Nice.
He came out and he said, you know what? I am a Star Wars supporter, and I am happy to be working on this movie. That's what he said.
That's good.
He's no longer in the Star Wars closet. It's the big reveal. Good for him. Wait.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Attaboy. Also, he's making lots of money off of it.
He is, yes.
What has he come out and
said? The Irish Examiner this week has put out an article that says that he was talking about teaser trailer material. Everybody's anxious to see the new teaser trailer. And
are we getting another teaser, or are we actually going to get a trailer?
No, trailer, teaser.
See, I know they're that's why I'm asking. It's interchangeable language to you, but to me,
okay.
I guess our trailer that we got was a little more than a normal teaser.
To me, it was,
but it wasn't as much as a full trailer.
True. My understanding of it, before we get into JJ's comments, is that we're going to get a full-on trailer here, possibly at Celebration and Anaheim, and for sure at the release of Age of Ultron.
Okay.
So that's what Sweet. We know. But during this interview, J.J. Abrams basically says that we've got all kinds of material that we could be putting out there and teasing. But he goes on to say in this interview that we've been very selective about what we're putting out there. And, you know, he said we want this to be a surprise and we want it to be a thrill for audiences. So, you know, like he said, we're being real picky and choosy about it. So anyway, I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that because let's call it what like it is. I mean, we're in a day and age now where, you know, movies, I mean, pretty much in the trailer, pretty much movies put out all their best material in the trailer. And I think we've kind of hit on this in past casts a little bit, but, you know, that's kind of the trend right nowadays. So for him to be saying, you know, we're really kind of holding things back, smart move.
I don't know.
Can you get away with it nowadays?
I don't know. I mean, he knows that everybody's going to be dissecting every pixel of every frame.
That's absolutely right.
But they're going to do that. That's what they're going to do. They're going to do it anyway, you know, and you may not think you're showing your hand, but the people are pretty savvy at putting two and two together. I mean, that's why he's been so uptight and freaking out about leaks and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, we heard the rumor that he might want to try to get the movie out earlier than the original date. That's just a rumor. Who knows?
I don't see much truth in that.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, the security thing's been really an issue because of all the leaks and the secrets and all that. And I'm at the point where I've always been like, spoilers, don't tell me anything. But I mean, we have a podcast. We talk about this stuff all the time. And I think I figured out how to just, you know, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both. And then you've got,
there you have
the facts of life.
I was going to say pretty much the ability to deal with knowing ahead of time. You convince yourself, I know what I might know, but I don't know what I know. Yeah. You know,
well, the Uber geeks like us are, you're right. We're going to be able to take what we've heard from the rumor mill and apply it to the trailer.
I've always been an Uber geek and I've always hated spoilers.
Really?
I've just had to learn that, you know, I don't know if I know every theory, I don't know which one's right.
Yeah, sure. Right. And there's a lot of truth to that. And when we get into our rumor cast in the next episode, we'll talk a little bit about that because it's crazy now. But I don't know. I mean, I think for us, you know, like you're saying, the Uber nerds are kind of good at putting, I think, and we've said this before, I think what we've seen so far and what's been released, we got a pretty good overarching idea of what the story is going to be.
Oh, I feel like I've nailed it down. I feel everything that comes out, the nerd wet dream is becoming truer and truer. Yeah, I don't know whether or not they're going to name the characters Jason and Jaina secretly, but well, everything shy of that, I feel like, yep, got it. We're good.
We're good.
Just like I did with Star Trek Into Darkness before JJ started the whole, he's not Khan.
Of course.
He's Totes not Khan, guys. He's not Khan.
But see, but this is he's
Totes. Hey, Howie, Totes, not Khan.
No, not at all.
But this is
something.
Hey,
JJ, you saw the movie. He was totally Khan. I got to go.
Oh,
this
yeah,
way.
Man. He was
but
Khan
this is
up
something
down.
That we as Uber nerds enjoy doing and are in this. But I think we're kind of, the way J.J. Abrams is doing this is allowing the nerds to kind of be on one-sided spectrum, but keeping things kind of on the down low and sly for everybody else. And I think that's good because my point is that, like I said, nowadays trailers pretty much give away everything in the trailer.
Right, and he's learned his lesson to not do misdirection. So he's trying a different way this time, which is just keeping the cards close
very
to the vest.
Close.
Okay, some stuff got out. Don't react. Just keep the cards close to the vest.
Right.
Oh, I dropped a card on the floor face up and three of the people playing saw it. Pick it up, shuffle it back into the four that they haven't seen yet. That kind of thing. Right. It's just kind of like just keep going forward.
See, and that's why I wonder, and just based on this article, which of course is connected to our to betterkind.com in the show notes.
If you that's a good place to go for stuff.
It is. But
totes.
Anyway, oh geez, now
we fried Mike.
You did. You guys got me going.
He did.
All right.
Anyway, but I guess the point I was going to make is that I think even with these future trailers or teasers or whatever you want to call them that are going to come out between now and the movie, I think it's going to be kind of more of the same. I don't think there's going to be a lot of reveal in them. I mean, us nerds are going to be able to piece stuff together. But
well, that's the thing. They were so brilliant about the first teaser that, I mean, all they don't have to reveal anything. They can just show Han, Luke, and Leia.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Have a couple of vague lines of dialogue, like someone going, this is where the fun begins.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. I got a bad feeling about this. Delusions of grandeur. All they have to do is drop the lines and show the faces, right. And that's more than we got before. So they've got steps that they can still take to amp it up without letting anything
tons
out.
Of characters, too. I mean, and again, all you have to do is like they did with this original teaser is just show a picture. You don't even have to have dialogue.
Yeah. No.
Just someone hey, there's Luke.
Hey, we're all trying to know who's Max von Sydow. Just have him look at the camera. There he is. Yeah. We haven't seen George Weasley or Fred Weasley or whatever Weasley. That neither George nor Fred.
I don't think Ron, there's a Weasley
nor Percy. I can name every Weasley except the one that he was.
Dom Neil Gleason.
George? Fred?
No, I said George, McFly? Fred, Ron, and Percy already. There's two That's more, the right? One. Or is there only one more?
Jenny?
Two more.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jenny.
Jeff
it's Jenny. It's Jenny.
John? Chad Weasley.
Chad Weasley.
Yeah, that was it. I'm sure of it. Man.
No, but even like another one, Lupita Nyong'o. I mean, you know, Academy Award winner.
I know.
Nothing. Just we know nothing about
she been?
Hey. She's been staying at a hotel and having a $150,000 pearl dress stolen out from under her.
Oh.
The dress she wore to the Oscars was stolen from her hotel room.
Really?
Yes, $150,000. Made completely of pearls.
That's
they don't have fingerprints for that, do they?
An expensive dress.
I'm not sure. Hotels are usually covered in all sorts of horrible things. Fingerprints the least among them.
Well, Corey, I just want to let you know that we saved the best for last.
I am throwing the bar over on its side. Howie, grab your new stuff, your new equipment, because I'm throwing everything.
I got it.
I'm new taking off the headphones and walking away.
Well, here it is, guys. ET Online has published
Screw
a new...
ET Online!
Has published a new article, a new interview with Greg Grunberg. And you may know Greg from Heroes. That's probably about the only place he would know him.
No.
He's done other things.
He was in L.A. Noir.
Oh, game. Thanks.
He was also
Eric.
In Lost.
He was in Lost, yes, right.
Oh, really?
Bah!
So, as you can hear, Corey's favorite actor of all time.
Least
of all time.
Favorite actor of all time. And that is not even an exaggeration. I have said that. I said that while I was still enjoying Heroes Season 1. That, you know, hey, this show's pretty good. Little do I know what the future holds. But this guy's the worst actor of all time.
And for those who don't remember or never saw Heroes, he was the cop, I guess. The cop, and I don't even remember his power. Was he a mind reader or
read
something?
Minds. He had the power to influence minds.
He had the power to cock his eyebrow and squint. That was his freaking power. Okay? That was his power. And everybody likes him. Well, he looks like a nice guy. He looks, you know, he looks non-threatening. I don't care!
So anyway, couple months ago, if you remember, was announced that he was part of the cast of The Force Awakens, and Corey had a joygasm over that.
Shut your filthy mouth!
Corey won't even come to the mic.
No! So I have to yell!
So Mr. Grr-grr-grr-grr has, like I said, was interviewed by ET Online, and of course, The Force Awakens is mentioned, and as it turns out, just so you know, apparently J.J. Abrams and Greg Grr-grr-grr-grr were childhood best friends. I mean, these guys literally grew up together.
That I did not know.
Wow.
Yes.
It explains a lot.
It does. It probably would, because most of the stuff that he's done is J.J. Abrams properties. So.
Yep.
Except for Heroes, but
he was affiliated, probably.
Right. So, but yeah, he's, if you go and look at his resume, a lot of the stuff that he's done has been J.J. stuff. So, anyway.
J.J.
So anyway, it
that's
was
the best I got.
It was what it was revealed. Well, the big question mark now, okay, with this interview is that during the interview, he revealed that he was on set for 6 weeks in London. Okay, so that has made the wheels start churning in fans' heads. It's like, Jesus, is this a cameo, or does he have a legitimate, like, a meaty, beefier role in this movie? I hope
he plays a gonk droid.
But, yeah. I mean, you guys see what I'm saying here? I mean, if he was on set for 6 weeks, again, does he have a beefier role than maybe we're getting led to believe? Or is it still just a cameo? Now, here's the thing. I mean, there's two ways to look at that. You could look at that and say, okay, he's got a beefier role. Or you could look at this and say, you know, he's JJ's best friend growing up, and he stuck around for 6 weeks, even though he filmed his, you know, his parts and, you know, a 2-hour, you know, marathon on, you know, one day, and then stuck around for 6 weeks because, you know, his buddy's there.
What do you think? I think that I would rather have every character named Poe Dameron than have him in Star Wars. I'm sorry. It says nothing to him as a person, but he sticks out like a sore thumb. I don't think he's a good screen actor. He could be a great stage actor. I have no idea, but on screen, I feel like he just stands out. And that's enough to ruin things for me. So I am
so if he's more if he's more than if he's got lines or if he's more than just a background character, that concerns you then.
I think he's going to be a Jedi.
Oh yeah. The master
I just see him Jedi. Now in the robes. I see him in the robes.
John Ratzenberger is in every Pixar movie. Much like G-G-G-G-G-G is attached to so many of JJ's. That was not on purpose. Properties, but that's the thing. Ratzenberger was an Empire,
yeah,
and it was okay. Even though he had in Empire, he had like 3 different voices they assigned it.
I wonder if he wasn't overdubbed.
Oh no, no, he literally has like 3 different voices when the different times he speaks. I think whoever was doing the post production sound on Empire went, he's got a mustache. Nobody will know him from another guy with a mustache. It doesn't matter because he's got a British accent 1 second, American accent the next second. He never technically sounded like Cliffy, so that was a miss. But hey, you probably not go out there. It's pretty freaking cold.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the average freezing temperature of your pulmonary system. It never happened, but like I'm okay with, but I need to get away from the microphone because I should not even speak about it. I have nothing to say but negative things about. First off, I don't like it when directors just slap their friends in movies. I think that gets played out.
I'm getting concerned about things. And
Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio, I hope they at some point break up and move out and move on with their lives, because it's just, you know, it's the same thing. Like, I'm sorry, everybody knows that every time Tim Burton comes out with another movie with Helena Bonham Carter, his wife, and oh, really? They broke up?
Yeah,
they did. I had no idea. Can you believe
it? Oh, that's sad.
Wow. But either way, you know, and Johnny Depp, everybody goes, oh, again?
Yeah.
Great. Great. You know, I mean, it's still a chance that it might look good, but most of the time it's just kind of, oh, Dark Shadows. That's great. Yeah. That's great. How much did that property cost you? You know, it's like that. And to me, I get that vibe. And in the case of Greg, which, you know, he rocketed into primetime without seemingly a lot of proving ground behind him.
Really.
I'm like, whoa. And it's not like I feel like everybody has to go through the gauntlet. People can come out of nowhere. I don't get that from him. And it was bad enough on TV. For me, it's going to be way worse in movies.
Yeah.
Maybe he's made some improvements. It's been years since I've seen him in anything. Maybe he's, you know, a whole new person, but I get really uncomfortable when directors are like, yeah, come be in my stuff. I'm in charge.
Let's be honest. I mean, this has been something that's thrown around from almost day one with JJ. Remember all the rumors that were flying around about cameos and all the buddies and everything else.
Is JJ friends with Tyler Perry?
JJ is friends with everybody. Because
I'm still trying to figure out why Tyler Perry was the head of Starfleet Academy. I don't understand what happened there. In the first Star Trek movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seriously. I got nothing wrong with everyone.
He did perfectly fine. It was a small role and he played it perfectly. But at the same time, all that's in my head when he's on screen is Tyler Perry? What? You know, which I'm sorry, as a filmmaker, you have to think about that. I feel like as a filmmaker, you should think about that kind of stuff.
But those are the things.
But JJ's also the kind of guy that likes to use shaky cam.
I know.
which means he doesn't care about stuff that distracts you from the movie. Sure. He'll employ it. And he's a great filmmaker aside, but he doesn't seem to understand that sometimes stuff actually hurts.
We've said from the beginning that we're excited to see what JJ will do with this, but there are concerns, man. There's things that he's not real strong at. And there's things that, he is very predictable about, So I don't know. Well, we'll have to see how this plays out, but
I have to say, I've seen a couple of times Greg show up on the talk show circuit.
Yeah.
Man, women love him.
Yeah.
Well, that dude.
Sympathetic character. I mean, I know.
Like I said, he's non-threatening and all that.
He's
and like, it's like
the guy that gets taken advantage of.
He's such a teddy bear and stuff like that. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here going, grumbly. Who do you think you're fooling? I'm sure he is actually an exceptionally nice guy. He comes across like a super nice guy.
That's right. And that doesn't make you a great actor, though. No. But just so you know. The new Heroes rebooted, he's going to be part of it. So you can be excited about that.
You know what? That's great. Cause then I know he's working on something that I ain't going near.
I probably considered it
for half a second. Like,
how long have they been talking about that, for crying out loud? I wonder if it's even going to see the light of day, but whatever.
It's been a long time, but
well, boys, that wraps up news.
Oh my heavens already. That means it's time for the Porkins Bite of the Week.
Yeah.
Again?
Wait, you can't say that.
It's obligatory.
That's our thing.
I stole it.
Dang it.
Did you know that the dude who played Porkins climbed 15 feet straight up to climb into the X-Wing cockpit that all the pilots took turns filming in? It was only then when the special effects supervisor said, "Hey, just before we blow you up, I want you to understand what's going to happen. It's nothing to worry about. We're going to put some gunpowder under your seat, a couple of magnesium squibs here, and a quarter stick of dynamite charge over here. Everything going to be all right." Then the dude who played Porkins informed the cameraman that if anything goes wrong, he was coming straight out through the front, no matter who was in the way.
Hey, well, I can't blame him there, really, if you think about it. Wow. I mean,
yeah.
Dynamite, huh?
Man.
Wow.
That's some dynamite pork right there.
I did not know that.
That was a meaty bite.
It was a very meaty bite.
Wow. Indeed, I didn't know he could talk that long.
I was going to say, man, that was pretty amazing.
For a second there, I thought he was going to pass out. That's the longest I've ever heard him speak. His interview process was shorter than that.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Hey, you know about Porkins?" He's like, "Yeah, we good."
So I was like, all right, here we go.
You're in. I'm going to take you on your word. In the meantime, it's time to hustle on over to the Toy Report.
Do the hustle. Hey, guys.
Hey, don't talk yet. Corey doesn't want you to.
Wait for it. All right. wait till the very end.
No.
But like, can you count me down?
Mike hears the cowbell start up in the first four cowbell, and before the music even kicks on, he's like, "So news."
news. You guys love picking on Mike tonight, man. That's no good.
Wait, how do you
pronounce it? It's my favorite pasta.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Is it Miyake? I don't know.
Michael.
Michael.
Hey, Karen, ready? Three?
Yeah.
Wait, five?
Okay, count me down.
Four, three,
two.
Now. What?
Did you?
I can't say two and one.
Down silently. You were counting.
Yeah. Well, you don't say the two and one. I learned that from Wayne's World.
You got to watch the. You got to watch the visual cues. You ready?
Yeah.
Watch them. Okay.
Five.
Let's do this again.
Four, three,
two, one.
That was forehead banging into the microphone.
Hey, toys.
Hey.
Do you got some toys news for us?
Well, before I get to toys, I have a confession to make.
Oh,
confession.
Yeah. You're Collector X.
Are you coming out too?
As a Star Wars fan?
Yes. As a Star Wars fan, believe it or not. But you know, I might have stepped out on you guys this last week.
What?
Might have cheated a little bit.
Wait, stepped out. Hold on.
Tempted by the fruit of
you
the
You don't have
another,
to put the
perhaps.
Red dress on tonight.
I like pina coladas and long walks on the beach and whatever, however that goes.
Wait a minute.
But it was us in the end.
I know what you're really saying.
Yeah, anyway.
Did you sell yourself for money?
You sold yourself out, didn't you?
Well, yep. No, I didn't even get any money. So no.
Oh. Oh, this is a freebie.
He was just throwing himself around. Yeah.
This was
what
voluntary.
Did you do?
What did you, yeah, what
well,
did you
guys,
do?
Guys, I was on a different podcast.
What? Press play to save.
Well, you buy BetterGuy.com?
Well,
well,
I was on that one a while back, but I was on an even different one, not in the middle of time.
That's okay. Press play to save. Press play to save is like your Angelina Jolie. It's or whatever, you know.
Wow.
Whatever, you know, it, well, no, it's like you're allowed, your spouse says, all right, what famous person, you know, would you get that pass, right?
Oh,
you
yeah.
can select
you
one
get,
person and they're
you
your pass.
Your five,
if you ever
right?
yeah, if you ever had a shot, you're allowed to take a crack and without getting in marital trouble. That's in the vows. That's, you know, that's right. in Bible.
So
that's
wait,
Song
wait,
of Solomon stuff.
So what
right
you're
there.
Saying is he was allowed on the Adam Carolla show, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying, okay. what I'm saying is that Press Play to Save is the one podcast that it's okay.
Oh, Press Play to Save, Adam Carolla, same ballpark.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. But you're saying Let's there was another transgression?
There was.
Was there a three-way going on?
No, it was only
what
a
was
one-on-one
three-way
situation.
I don't know. I bet love triangle.
It was a menage a deux, I guess. That doesn't make sense at all.
What podcast were you on, Garrick?
I was on the podcast called The Five Cast. The Five Cast.
Is that how they introduce it? Welcome to The
No. Five I know. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to tell you, we're cool with the Five Cast. Those guys are good.
Okay,
those guys are
cool.
Good guys.
Yeah. Okay, good. So that's on the list.
So why were you on there?
When do you want to choose?
I already had my butterfly knives out of my pocket ready to go. I was like, all right, let's take them.
If you want to cheat us on us with those guys, that's all right.
Okay.
Just shower afterward.
Yeah. Oh, wipe it
all not out. Because of them, just because of anybody.
Well, you know, I would say everybody should go out and listen to them. We talked about you guys talked about Star Wars.
They did. It was
monsters.
Yes, it was a Star Wars cast.
Howie just said, "I've had enough of this drunken crap."
Yes.
I've had. Yeah, we talked. Tyler is the host. There's also Ben, but he wasn't there. So Tyler and I talked about the top five Star Wars creatures.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Star Wars universe. And it was great. It's a great show.
Well, I'm going to admit something. I'm going to admit something to you guys too. I listened to that cast. Is that?
Oh,
I did
good
too.
Job.
Is that?
No, that's okay? That's good. Yeah. I encourage
okay.
everyone right. to. It's okay.
Corey,
three out of four of us.
Corey's
to
thinking
us.
About it, so he's like, "I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm cool with this." But
no,
he's about ready to fall out of his chair.
I was trying to decide if I was going to burp.
That's all I was doing. Never mind.
I'm like, do I need to turn away from the microphone right now? I'm not sure. I don't really want to move. That was everything going through my head. So, okay, do you remember any of the highlights of the? I mean, can you give
us
a quick, don't spoil everything, but like what kind of conversation took place?
I do. Well, we talked about the top five Star Wars creatures. Like,
I know, but like, you know, how did that play out exactly?
Well, we each do one
without giving it away.
Five without giving it away. Well, we each picked our favorite ones, and we went from five to one. From I guess our fifth favorite to first favorite creature.
And that's the premise of their show is they
everybody right. drops they one do. And then everybody agrees on a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. No, they have a theme that you pick top five out of.
Yeah. It's usually a pop culture or music movie, like music movie. They always have top five something. It's not always Star Wars, but it's something pop culture or pop culture related.
And how did you get on? Did they leave the door? They leave the sliding glass door open? What happened?
I guess. No, I've talked to him over Twitter, and I've been a fan of this cast for a long time. So, you know, we talked back and forth. Eventually, one of them asked me to be on it, and I said, sure, why not? I made sure I asked you guys first, so you guys did know about it ahead of time.
That's right. We allowed this.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Just like whenever anybody asks,
don't
hey,
you
guys, is it okay
it?
We can do this? We're like, yeah, go, whatever. Have a blast.
Yeah, but I do have a few things to clear up real quick. And
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you could play the music, please, the sad, all somber right. music. You got that cued?
Right. Okay. We got it cued.
Okay.
That is pretty somber.
Yeah,
wait
good.
A minute.
The
Wait a minute. No, 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 no.
Not that sound.
Oh, it's going again.
No.
No, you're starting it over.
No, I'm hitting stop.
Space. That's the stop button. It's the one we put it on.
We?
Yeah, we. You were involved in this.
Good job.
there we go. Yeah, we'll just have to listen to this.
Total breakdown. Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh,
sorry,
wow.
Sorry, folks. We'll get that in post.
This is
All right.
Isn't that Fade by Wet Dream?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even asked. I'm sorry I even asked.
We shouldn't have changed a thing. What were we thinking?
Two production guys. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, man.
But okay, the somber music. Okay, just pretend there's somber music.
Okay, anyway, I do have some apologies, and I think I should, you know, air these out because I don't want to besmirch the name of and ruin the integrity of the Fivecast. So I got a few apologies I'd like to make.
I was going to say, you don't have to worry about our integrity at this point.
There is none.
First of all, right off, I kind of screwed up. I kind of said some. I referred to a creature in a movie that as being in Empire Strikes Back. That creature was Jedi. So that's like a really.
But we don't want to say what creature, right?
Yeah, we can't say what creature.
I don't really think I don't know.
Was it the Babadook?
I should be on this. It was the Babadook. Thank you.
I get make that confusion. I get that. Wrong.
Apparently, another apology I have is apparently I mispronounced sentient. I guess I pronounced
no.
Sentient.
No.
According
yes,
to Mike.
Did. No. That's right. Sentient.
But as we all know, sentient creature. Mispronunciates things.
Whatever.
And the
sentient.
And the
look
thing.
It up.
Whatevs.
Sentient.
No.
Whatever.
No.
It's a Merc. I can speak however I want.
That's right, man. I'm giving that to
well,
you.
Well, Google is telling us the Merc pronunciation. Steve Potter in the UK, tell us how you guys say sentient over on your side of
man.
The pond.
Sentient. How they say things crazy. Crazy over there. And then the last thing I referred to a novel as Children's of the Mind's Eye, but there's actually
Children's of the Mind's Eye. Oh my gosh.
Children of the Mind's Eye. What were you thinking?
Children of the Jedi, right?
Yeah, Children of the Jedi is what I was referring to. I mixed
Fivecast. We should have told you that Garrick's not good in new social situations.
Especially when he's drinking. He was smoking the ganj that night. I'm sorry.
I have a special power that I'm really good at something until it absolutely matters, and then it
Hey, at least you can admit that.
Do you cock your eyebrows and squint when you do it? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good.
I'm great.
That's good. Apparently, that's a marketable quality.
Yeah. So
what is going on? What? Okay, oh, you have other ones.
No, that's it. That's good.
Okay.
I'm going on to toys now.
I couldn't take any more humiliation.
I was going to say, I thought he was going to admit to more infidelity. What the hell?
Yeah.
There might be more.
He put pants
if you hear
on for
any,
that one.
Go out and listen to the Fivecast. If you hear more, let me know, and I'll apologize for those as well.
Yeah.
In fact, I want somebody to take the audio and cut it up and make something funny out of it. Which is Garrick saying the wrong stuff.
Keep on fishing, you Starlight Angel. Yeah, so, we are all five. We are all fans of the Fivecast. So do give those bros a listen. It's a lot of fun. And the great thing is with having different types of subject matter every week. But you know, their theme is the process, but the subject matter changes, so it's always refreshing. So yeah,
I've got to say, go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying, even if you look at the title and you don't like the theme, they usually are able to delve deep enough to make you like it.
Like, what? You know, like, well, I can tell you they
can. They do a top five great moments because I need help.
Possibly.
All right.
I can tell you they hooked me with their Van Halen episode. So
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Yep. And I didn't hate Van Halen. I didn't really, know much about him. But after I listened to that, I'm like, yeah, they're pretty cool. I know all these songs. I didn't know it was Van Halen.
Yeah.
I'm going to come down there and pistol whip you, Garrick.
You and everyone else are our age, Garrick. Because I'm the same way. I was listening to like an Amazon Prime music station the other day. I'm like, oh, yeah, I really like this song. Who is it? This is Van Halen? I never knew that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
I think the song was called like "We Are Van Halen" or something like that. I don't remember. You just
wasn't sure. That sounds like a song they sang.
Yeah.
So, Corey, you mentioned Darth Vader earlier, right? Being all awesome and stuff.
Absolutely. Well, guess what?
Bandai has a Star Wars Darth Vader action figure.
Hey.
Yes. And I know you guys have seen this before, but now they've announced it's coming to the U.S. finally.
Whoa.
Do you know which one I'm referring to, Corey?
Is it the one that turns into an egg?
No.
Or is it the...
That's stupid.
You haven't seen there's an action figure that turned into eggs. It's a thing.
There's that's a something thing. My daughter watches on YouTube or something.
No, what is this one? Is it a love pillow?
Is it the samurai?
It is the samurai. Oh, 1 point for Mike. It's the Darth Vader movie realization action figure. The samurai general edition.
Oh, no, I like these. I remember, you know, I've seen a lot of people like make custom figures that are like samurai themed or steampunk themed. I love that stuff. This one actually looks like a feasible samurai, not like here's Darth Vader, but if he was a samurai. No, this is like here's a samurai, but he's also like Darth Vader.
Like a face mask on.
Yeah, well, he's got the
noticeable like Darth Vader face mask, but he also has the samurai armor with the the headdress. Right.
But it's not strictly Vader's mask. It's like features of Vader mask styled into a mask that is feasibly a samurai mask. That's what makes it tasteful. Exactly. I think.
Yeah, it's super cool looking. I mean, it's a feudal era samurai, basically general figure. It includes two interchangeable lightsaber parts and three sets of interchangeable hands. So it can like grasp lightsaber.
Is, you know, the blade is red, but it's shaped like an actual red blade, not like a lightsaber blade.
It's shaped like a katana instead of like a rounded at the end. It's kind of got that, incline like a katana does. So that's coming to the U.S. and it's going to sell for about $92.99, I guess, which is
interesting.
I refuse to believe that all the people who collect stuff have more money than I do. I'm just assuming that there's a lot more people who have less priorities than I do.
Corey, if you really want something, you'll make money for it.
Because here's the problem, Gary. I really want everything, and they won't pay me that much money. So there's that.
So if you want something to accompany your Darth Vader samurai on, I guess, samurai battle missions, there's also the Star Wars Ashigaru Stormtrooper movie realization action figure. And of course, everyone knows Ashigaru stands for foot soldier. Kind of a play on words there. Yeah.
I knew that.
So this Stormtrooper is basically almost the same. It's not as cool as a Darth Vader, but it has a Stormtrooper mask basically with the samurai helmet, and it comes with a katana and a blaster. And it comes with an interchangeable hand as well as I think this is probably the best feature of it. It actually has nipples on the breastplate. Of the figure.
I see.
If you take off the mask, he's got George Clooney's burnt up face.
So if anybody's, I don't think any of you guys have actually read the Game of Thrones books at all, but that's kind of one of the sayings they have in those books is like, it's as useful as nipples on a breastplate. And it kind of made me laugh when I saw this.
Take that, Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, take that.
Wow.
But yeah, I thought that's pretty funny. Other than the nipples, I think it's a pretty good looking figure.
Yeah, the nipples are the only thing.
I just don't know why added that. And that's so
abs
weird.
The abs look like fat rolls.
They kind of do.
I guess they're supposed to be ribs or something, but yeah, they just look like a fat dude's rolls. And that one's going to sell for $81.99. And wow. I really don't know why they don't round down.
If I was into two things. And only two things. And those two things happen to be Star Wars and samurai.
Oh, that's like
then me. I might be like, yeah, finally I can spend this much money and get something from both of my things that I like at the same time. But I'm not. I'm into 1,000 things and I don't like things that cross over. Like Star Wars Transformers to me were just abominations.
Yeah, those were
because
dumb,
Star Wars and Transformers are different things. To
I like all toys, but man, those were a stretch.
I don't like any of that. Transformers has done that with other properties too.
And I just don't like they're transforming toys. No, they're Transformers.
Yeah.
If the minute you say a Transformer is just a toy what transforms into things, then it's not cool anymore. It's just, you know, it's a glorified GoBot at that point.
I think I've seen like Iron Man Transformers.
Oh yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I'm of the mindset that, you know, let's keep the properties separate. Separate but equal, guys. Separate but equal.
Yes, please.
Wait a minute. What?
Garrick, it's okay for toys. It's okay for toys.
Okay. I thought you were talking about something else. Anyway. Yeah, those are cool. I'll probably pick those up if I can get a loan or sell a kidney or something.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
If you get links to those pictures, that's
donate a polyp.
Yeah, I have them here. I'll post them on our website. Or Twitter feed or whatever we have. I don't know what we have. Anyway.
Do we have anything? What are we doing now?
I love Garrick after he's been drinking.
The hell with all this?
I don't know. You're a solo cup go bouncing across the walls and floors.
Oh, man. So. But during the toy report, we usually focus on dude-centered things. So I'm going to kind of make this more equal opportunity.
I'm gonna do a little
something for the ladies, perhaps.
All right.
I don't really address
other than our talk
needs.
About the Slinky Snow Bunny Padme. What exactly about the toys that we've talked about have been exclusively dude centric? We've talked quite a bit about the equal opportunity, not having equal gender representation in action figures and things like
that. And
that's
not really our fault. That's how the system works, man.
No, but I'm saying we've presented other sides and other opinions. So I'm curious what exactly is exclusively lady worthy.
Well, there's a new point of view. Website. There's a new website that's rolled out already, but now they've, I guess, got a license to Star Wars stuff. It's called NorseLegion.com. They actually have stainless steel jewelry that you can buy that's Star Wars themed. It's pretty cool. Really? They got rings, which have the Imperial crest or the Rebel crest on them.
But that's exclusively for ladies? Because I would totally wear a ring with the Imperial insignia on it.
I'm looking at this website. I would wear half of this. This is stuff.
Well, here's maybe this is more for the ladies. They have those dangly earrings with the Imperial insignia on them.
Well,
which
I'd wear those
if I had pierced ears. Yeah, I'd wear those. Actually, this is for everybody now that I think about it. But they have pendants. With
little charm bracelets. They do have charm bracelets.
Pandora charms. So I guess, according to the Pandora commercial, I guess they can
gorgeous.
Be a Star Wars fan. Yeah, so they're very nice.
We're starting to turn into charms. A QVC special. You guys know that, right?
The Pandora charms. I mean, these are just lovely.
If you call in the next 10 minutes, we will be including the Sith Inquisitor spinning lightsaber pendant. Now, I'm wearing a fluffy sweater, so it doesn't work as well. But Janet, you got on silk. Come here. If you see it, you can just spin the blade. Look at that. Look at that. It just spins.
Oh,
look at that. Isn't that something, girls?
Amazing.
So, yes, we will be throwing that
I want three of those.
Complimentary if you call in the next 10 minutes. And you can get three. You can place an order for up to three and get three of these free. You don't want to wait.
Yeah, we're looking at a t-shirt on the website. There's a Guinness t-shirt on there.
Nice.
Oh yeah, with the Guinness beer and it has
the Guinness beer text, but it's got Obi-Wan's face above it.
That's a good stretch, stuff. I think. But those Pandora charms, they do come with a loop that has the Arabesh on it that describes whoever's on the pendant. Like they have a Vader and a Chewie one and a Stormtrooper. So I thought that was a pretty cool touch that they put that in there. I don't know exactly how those work. I don't know if they grant magical properties or whatever, but they look pretty cool.
I would assume they do, unless it discloses otherwise.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing on there is the money clip, the Imperial money clip on there. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I'm trying to look it up now.
I've not looked at any of this. Mike is madly clicking and then just holding his laptop in the air.
It's got the Imperial insignia on it. The the circle with the
gear
things inside, but the actual clip itself looks like the side of the Death Star with the lines on it. So So it's really cool, and I think it looks kind of leatherish, and it sells for about $50. So I guess, yeah, I mean, it's not too bad.
No, that's less salty than a Samurai Vader.
Yeah. So,
and it will help you hold on to your money.
Oh,
nailed it. Oh, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. So that was swoosh. Pretty cool. And so, yeah, check out NorseLegion.com if you want to get into some of those awesome jewelry things.
I think Mike's going to fall asleep with his laptop on his belly.
I'm checking it, man. I am checking it.
Yeah, he'll be at home tonight just like flipping through this website till drool's coming out of the side of his face.
I see the money clip. That's great.
The last thing is this is for Howie. Howie?
Awesome.
Coming Boba out Fett. With the three. Oh, man.
No, sorry.
That would be awesome, though.
Wow. Wow. Now's my time to shine, Boba Fett!
Dang it! I thought you were... But anyway, there's a 3¾ Chewbacca Black Series figure that's going to be released. So I thought you were into Chewbacca. I don't know.
I like Chewbacca, yeah. Is he hairy or vinyl-y?
Vinyl. He's vinyl-y.
Vinyl-y.
Good. Yeah, because when they're hairy, they just look terrifying. Yeah, I left it in my pocket and Chewie went through the dryer. Now with Chewie, just looks like he got fished out of a drain or something worse.
So... That's there's not really much going on that I could find this week. So that's it. That's all I got.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'll forgive you just this once.
I'm gonna buy a bracelet and a ring that match my earrings that I'm gonna buy.
I don't know if jewelry counts as toys, though, Garrick. I'm just
it's toys and collectibles.
I count it. I like
toys and collectibles.
Yes.
Let me review my contract. Hold on.
Okay. He's got it right here.
I like your
reference. Toys and collectibles. That's right there.
Page 3.
Section 7B. Subsection II.
There wasn't much going on. I had to stretch.
Well, there is plenty going on, though, in the world of Star Wars, which is why you, the listener, are going to want to tune in to our next episode, which will be a reviews and rumors podcast. Ooh. Where we'll spoil everything under the sun. So if you're caught up, you'll want to give that a listen. I know, right? And if you're not caught up, or let's say you're even drowning, you're so behind you don't know how you're going to get caught up. Well, that's the perfect show for you. Yep. We'll catch you up in a whirl. So please join us for that. In the meantime, hey, follow us on Twitter. Join the conversation at FlyCasual1138. Special shout out to Mr. Steve Potter, who's still doing a bang up job managing that for us.
Yes,
and we are all in constant contact. I mean, just like all the time. He's adapted completely different hours. He now sleeps during the day. I actually don't know that. He may. I don't know that for sure. But do that. Follow us, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Fly Casual Podcast.
Yep.
And get on wherever you get your podcast and give us a positive rating. We'd really appreciate that. Yep. So in the meantime, anybody have any parting words, parting shots?
Nope.
Wow. Live long and prosper, I guess.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Spock.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I don't want to start talking about it because I did at one point, you know, I was doing the whole, oh, somebody I like just died. I'm going to go out and read more stuff about them than I ever have when they were alive, you know, and look for details and stuff. I started getting choked up, man. Legit choked up. Like, you know, the welling occurred, the welling inside the, not Peter Welling, not RoboCop, inside my eyes, some tears welling up.
Star Trek.
Oh my gosh. You're right. Mind blown. But anyway, so of course, live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Drink one.
Can everybody do the hands?
Drink one for
Vulcan salute.
I can do it on both hands.
Yeah. I can't. I'm doing it right now. I look like I'm doing a Dr. Zoidberg impression.
Nanu, nanu.
I'm Corey. That's Mike. That's Garrick. That's Howie. Drinks in the air. You got a drink, Garrick? Get it in the air.
In the air.
Okay, hold on.
Like we're going to pour one out on Corey's floor.
Yeah.
Pour one out for my homies.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah. Mr. Spock, there it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is jelly. Night, everybody.
See ya.
Good night.